little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
In terms of the CSA preparation side of things, I think that it's absolutely right to say that if you look as if you're a competent consultant, then the CSA just...
Should just work. Then the thing's not well designed.
Yeah.
Which I know it may not be quite well designed, but it should work.
I think
we've
got better ideas of where the options come from, but I think you also need to be comfortable that the knowledge that you've got to be able to share those options with the patient that they have. But we've got a number of really brilliant resources now accessible within the consultation. So that includes the magic tools, all the patient information, patient info website tools. But there are another number of other things that are available too. And what I'll do is I'll send you copies of all the information that I've got from the resources that I've been to and visited, so that you can experiment with some of those, see what works for you. There's also some descriptions of how things might work in the consultation, rather than having to go through the whole decision age for every patient. It's good for you to have a feel overall for what might work for each option. I haven't done them all, but I've done quite a few, so I've got a few explanations for you to look at. And I've also got an example of a way that I've done this explanation in the consultation. So that's in audio and also written format, so you can have a look at those and see what you think.
I've also got access to, they're not yet in a very easily accessible format, but I can give you the Dropbox link. So we've done 10 videos, paired videos of a good enough consultation and then a slightly better consultation. And I've used mostly real patients and real clinicians and just set them off pretty well, just single takes. Actually, quite a lot of it's come out quite well. Some are quite, you know, heavy duty, sort of some mental health ones done with tube, but also there's a quite nice one about dialysis. There's two or three in primary care, including a depression one, and I think I've done a bit of a Q-risk one, and a prostate, lower urinary tract symptoms one. So I'll give you the URL to that, and if you're motivated, that the idea is they're all meant to be under 10 minutes long. So you can have a look and see what you think.
Great, yeah. The Dropbox, yeah. That's an easy,
yeah,
an easy link on.
It is. It should work okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.